This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was so heavy yesterday on the show. There was all the Ben news. There was the Tiger stuff. You had a Penguins game that we were in the Penguins that we were getting into, but especially the Ben stuff and what's going to happen with the offense and with Matt Canada and Ben, will he be back? And it just felt like there was a news cloud looming, and it did. It felt very heavy.
I feel like I was in just a car accident. Yesterday, I felt like I was in a train wreck.
All of that. Yes, producer Matt, all of that. So today I wanted to kind of get going and lighten it up just a little bit because sometimes in what we do, you just got to breathe and remember, we're actually not that important. We're just people who talk about sports. And I wanted to fire this one at you to get going this morning, Chris, and for everyone out there at 412-928-9370 to chime in or on the text line, you can call, you could text, you tweet us, whatever. If you are right now buying a poster for your wall, or if you were buying a jersey, let's say you're 10, 12 years old, I know you grow out of them or whatever, who would you buy? Who has staying power in Pittsburgh right now? As I survey the scene and look at the landscape, and I'm talking about staying power for 2, 3, maybe 4 years. You know, when I was growing up, you'd look and you'd say, well, there's Mario. And when I was growing up, you'd say, well, Bonds is probably going to leave town and Bonilla is probably going to leave town. But hey, look, there's Mario. And then as soon as Ben came in, for people who were a little bit younger than me, well, Ben is going to be the generational quarterback. And the same thing could be said on the hockey team for 87 and 71. But all three of those guys that I just mentioned at the end there, their days are dwindling. They may be here for another few years, of course, but it's not necessarily like they're going to be here forever. So if you were latching yourself to a brand right now of this sort of newfangled Pittsburgh athlete, nouveau Pittsburgh athlete, who would it be, Chris?
I mean, I don't. He's not nouveau. He's been here for 15 years, but I don't. He could be here for another 10, given the way he's playing hockey and the way he'll, I imagine, keep himself in shape. But it's never a bad investment to buy yourself a Sidney Crosby something, a jersey, a poster. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. But if we want to talk about the new wave of guys, the new wave of stars in this town, you know, I think as a Steelers fan, you'd be hard-pressed to do worse than a T.J. Watt or Minka Fitzpatrick jersey for your kid that wants a Steelers jersey, or maybe even a Devin Bush jersey. I don't know. Guys that are going to be here for a little bit, right? And I think, you know, when we look at it overall, is there that standout face that everybody identifies a sports city with? Maybe not once, especially once Ben is done, officially done and off into the sunset. But I think you could do a whole lot worse than even a Sidney Crosby approaching his mid-30s and a T.J. Watt, who's probably in the next few months, you would hope as a Steelers fan, going to tie up a nice big long contract extension.
Yeah, I bet you probably couldn't go wrong. Well, I don't know. Let me take that back. You might not be able to go wrong with whoever the next quarterback is, but in these day and quarterbacks that maybe we were spoiled in how Ben Roethlisberger was here for so long. I don't know if you'll see, and you're just seeing Brady with a new team. I don't know if you'll see Brady how he was in New England before, and Breeze how he was in New Orleans, and Rivers how he was in San Diego, and Ben how he was here, and even Eli Manning in New York. Like, I don't know if you're going to see that all that much. You will maybe see that in San Diego now, perhaps. You might see that in Jacksonville moving forward, in Lawrence. You could see that, and you're going to see that probably with a guy like Tatis in baseball in San Diego. But in terms of coming in and someone new, yeah, J.J. Watt is probably a good investment. You bring that up.
J.J. probably not the best investment for a Steelers
fan. Yes, you're right about that. John Clayton put the clams on that. and you're right that Sidney Crosby is a real interesting point in this discussion because it could be 3 years. It could be 8 years. You never know with him. It's just I wonder if the landscape of sports – and we just didn't realize all that we've seen with generational athletes. I mean, quite honestly, we just saw, we're seeing three of them that were very good at the top of their game, that are very good at the top of their game, in Geno and in Sid and in Ben Roethlisberger. Guys that are going to be here for, and even Chris Letang, if you want to throw him into there with how long he's been here. And you could get into kind of trickle down into Cam Haywards and people like that.
Sure.
But,
yeah. You
know, people that have been in this town for a long time. And I wonder if we take it for granted that that doesn't happen everywhere, that there's a lot of transient movement in this day and age in different places.
Yeah. I mean, you could look at, as I'm sitting here watching highlights of the Suns. Thanks for screwing me, guys, on that get money bet yesterday, losing to the Hornets last night.
Not even close to what happened to me, but go ahead.
you could look at a guy like Chris Paul, who, you know, he's a pretty transcendent figure in the NBA in the last 10 years, right? Like, he's been one of the 10 best players in the NBA for a long time now. And look at where he's been. He's been around a block.
Right.
He hasn't stuck in one spot. And you would think that would be the kind of talent that would stick in one spot. And that's the NBA, where player movement is much more pronounced probably than the other three major leagues in North America. But still, I think that's one that pops into my head. To bring it back to Sid, though, for just a second.
Sure.
And this is something I talked to our buddy Steve Jones yesterday, who is the Penn State play-by-play guy but also has a talk show up there in State College. And we were talking about the Ben Roethlisberger thing. And it came back around to, you know, Ben's off-the-field issues the first few years of his career and how we've never had anything remotely like that with Sidney Crosby. And I wonder sometimes if we don't realize how spoiled we are in Pittsburgh with Sidney Crosby specifically. I mean, this is we've never had even the slightest bit of off-ice distraction from Sid. The guy just goes to work, does his job, occasionally buys, you know, hockey equipment for several thousand kids every year with his foundation. You know, just quietly goes about being not just a superstar in sports, but a pretty damn good role model for how you want your kids to approach life, whether they're a superstar hockey player or just an average everyday Joe or Jane going forward. Hey, show up, do your job to the best of your ability, especially if it's something that you love, pour yourself into it, and then at the end of the day, give back to your community a little bit. And keep your nose clean. Don't do anything dumb or untoward that may make you look bad, that may make your parents or your family or your friends look at you and go, why'd you do that? And we've never had that with Sid, that fear of him doing something like that. It's always just been consistent, for lack of a better way to put it, goodness. And that's why, even though, you know, you make a great point, he may only play another 4 or 5 years. He may play another 10. We don't know. He may be like Brady and want to play until he's 45. But I think that's why I look at it. It's the same reason why, probably like 10, 12 years ago, back in the times when I would still buy jerseys, I bought a Troy Polamalu jersey. And I use Troy often as an example of a guy that you could really respect off the field as a man as well as for what he did on the field. And Sidney Crosby is cut from very similar cloth in that you can respect him. And it's why if my kid wanted a hockey jersey, I'd suggest the Sidney Crosby jersey. Not
see, I can give a level of respect in the world. I can give a level of respect to the dude wearing like the AB jersey. I can feel sometimes the guy wearing the renegade guy. Like if you're somebody who wears the guy that has a bit of a seedy sort of, I can go, oh, he's on that team. You know what I mean? Like I fully understand all that you just said about Sid and about Troy Polamalu and about great people and whatever. But it's something strange sometimes when you see somebody and they're wearing that, like, that iffy sort of out there kind of player or person. And you're like, oh, okay, it takes all kinds, I guess. It does. It takes
the guy,
all kinds.
The guy who goes to get his Terrell Owens jersey.
Yes.
As soon as he moves to the Cowboys, right?
Or, yes.
You know, yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. It takes all kinds.
It takes all kinds. Anyway, yeah, so from an investment standpoint, it's really interesting to see where it'll go and if we'll have that generational athlete moving forward. All right, coming up next, I'll tell you who's not going to be walking around Oakland anytime soon because, well, he's not playing here anymore. We'll get into that.
Nothing I've said has worked. I've been telling them for 3 years, 2.5 years now. You know, stop talking to the refs. Stop being demonstrative. And so nothing we've said has worked.
Yeah, and so we're just going to kick you off the team. That's pretty much what happened with Jeff Capel. They'll say it and frame it as a mutual parting of the ways. You know, whenever you come out and say something like that, as Jeff Capel did just last week about Xavier Johnson, who got 3 technicals in 5 games. He's a guy that is demonstrative. He's a guy who I thought turned the ball over too much. There are times he really helps you. He shows a lot of flashes. And then times where he just too many times, I think, acts like a knucklehead. And your coach comes out publicly and goes, well, look, I don't know what to do with the guy because he yaps to the refs too much. Then with, what, 5 games left in the season and the tournament looming, he just says, you got to go. You got to go. I don't know if I can frame it. It can be officially framed as a mutual parting of the waves. For me, it's, well, if there was going to be a mutual parting of the ways, you could ride it out to the end of the season. This is, see you later, we don't want you on the team anymore. And it brings up a lot of things, Chris, for me. One is, you got to be a real knucklehead, or act like a knucklehead, in order for this to get to this point, especially after all of that. Also, Jeff Capel took a risk by saying that publicly, that the kid was going to get mad and not want to be here, because he can help the team at times. But when Jeff Capel said that, he had to understand that the kid could walk away, that Xavier Johnson could walk away and risk being addition by subtraction. And that's kind of where we are, or at least in Jeff Capel's mind, probably where we are, that he knew that the kid could get mad and leave.
Yeah, and I don't think he's here for that. Like, the one word that we probably use the most, especially this year, and looking at the players that Jeff Capel continues to bring into the program and how the program moves forward, is growth. Because that's what they need. Not just individual players, but the program as a whole needs to continue to grow in a positive direction, obviously. And Xavier Johnson, as great as he was as a freshman in certain aspects of his game, never really grew, never really progressed from that point, especially in a down year last year. Like, he never got past the point of being the guy who might give you 10 or 12 assists on a given night, but might also turn the ball over 8 or 9 times and a half, you know? And he never grew. And I think, look, that's no more indicated than by the fact that he was told repeatedly this year, knock it off. You could see Jeff Capel, especially with the way things are mic'd up now, no fans in the building most of the season, you could hear Jeff Capel telling him, please, go sit down. I will talk to him. When it came to conflicts with officials. And yet Xavier Johnson still was not learning from that or growing from that or moving forward. And I think Jeff Capel, regardless of whether you're a Justin Champagny, Femi Odukale, whoever you may be, you could be the last guy on the roster, some kid from Baldwin or Bethel Park, who's guy number 12 or 13 on the roster. Doesn't matter who you are. You better be willing to grow from where you were when you came into the program in order to still maintain your same status within the program, regardless of your production.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I understand that, but right, wrong, or indifferent. And I think that Jeff Capel is right here. But now with McGowan's and now with Johnson, and again, right, wrong, or indifferent, he needs to understand, he being Jeff Capel, that there could get a reputation out there, again, right, wrong, or indifferent, about running guys off. And then there could be a hesitancy. And I'm not saying that you keep Xavier Johnson around. I'm just saying this is what needs to be vetted when you bring people in, that you can't really keep risking the – and it's a really tough situation because the best thing to do is have him leave. But what can't happen is you get a reputation of kids wanting to leave, because then kids won't want to come here. That it's really a catch-22 as a coach. It really is.
Well, I think certain kids won't want to come here. If that gets to become a perception amongst some people that, oh, Capel's really tough on some of these kids, Well, then maybe that's the kind of kid we don't want in the program anyway,
well,
to be quite honest.
Those are great words, Chris. But, yeah, I'll tell you what a lot of people are starting to want, and that's wins. I really like Jeff Capel, but he needs to win more basketball games.
I think you can win with the Justin Champagnes of the world. I really do.
Well, they haven't, though, this year. That's the thing. And Justin Champagne ain't going to be here next year. And I really think, and again, the right thing to do is kick Xavier Johnson off this football or off this basketball team. The right thing to do was tell McGowan's you got to go. But I think people, especially, I'll give him a free pass this year. Pandemic's crazy. I'll give every single college coach a free pass in both football and basketball this year. Pandemic's crazy dealing with it. People want to see Pitt in the tournament next year. People want to see Pitt in the NCAA tournament next year.
They got a whole, hell of a lot better chance of making the tournament next year without Xavier Johnson or Xavier Johnson-type players than they do with Xavier Johnson-type players.
Probably. Maybe, but it depends. It's not necessarily him. It's who they bring in to replace him. More so, for me, that's the bigger story, is who is going to replace him. You're right. They're better without him right now, but they need to get a lot better in order to get to the tournament in the backcourt.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.